The finance secretary, who narrowly lost to Hunza Yousaf last year, wouldn't be drawn on whether she'd enter the contest.
Kate Lee, any further forward to making a decision?
I'm not. No, it's an important day today, and I think we need to get through today. And I look forward to keeping you updated when the time is right.
An attempt to bring down the Scottish Government has been defeated by 12 votes. Labour put forward the confidence motion, despite Hunza Yousaf announcing his resignation as First Minister. The family of a 14-year-old boy killed in a sword attack in northeast London say his death leaves a gaping wound. They've called Daniel Angerin a hard-working, wonderful child. His school have expressed their profound shock and sorrow. The opening of the UK's biggest live music venue has been put back yet again. Manchester's Co-op Live Arena say tonight's A Boogie with the Hoodie gig will no longer go ahead because of what it calls a venue-related technical issue. The infected blood compensation scheme is to be extended to children who've lost one or two parents. This group has previously not been included in interim payouts to victims of the scandal. Our health correspondent Ashish Joshi is following developments.
This is a hugely significant moment for all of these people because not only does it mean they will get some money, but it means recognition after fighting for 30, 40 years, finally for this cohort of patients who have lost loved ones.
Shifting expectations for interest rate cuts seem to have led to a dip in house price growth. Nationwide has reported a fall of 0.4% in average property costs last month compared with March. The lender says a lot of it's down to affordability pressures. And Google appears to be rolling out so-called audio emojis to its phone users. Some have found they can now react during calls with sound effects like a round of applause, laughter and farting noises. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Grandma's new dentures, with the crust on pizza, taken out by her daughter, because she thought she bought her, kids are eating Snickers, because they're so delicious, and it's sticky fingers,
but Mama loses her makeup!
Bad night comes six times a year, they come and join us to each everyone, cheers!
From an album that's just celebrated its 30th anniversary, Parklife, that is, of course, Blur and Bank Holiday, and this being your reminder that next Monday is a bank holiday. So be prepared for wondering what day of the week it is for a little bit. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, I'll be chatting to Reverend Son, who have tons of gigs coming up. Seriously, I think they may just have single-handedly saved the Essex live scene with the amount that they've got coming up, so lots to talk about there. And we'll be talking about more gigs that are coming up. We'll have a round of Chill with Nick and plenty of good tunes for you. Next up, well, it's the first day of May, so Let's have a song called Mayday Mayday.
Seven stunning faces off a train, clocking through the office once again. It's just for now, it's just for now, we must explain. And hope is anesthetic for the brain. The shame when money makes a miter out of me. The sun shines brighter on the far side of the street. Empathy's in entropy and apathy is free. And I can't bear too much reality. No, I can't bear too much reality. You know what makes a miser out of me. No, I can't bear too much reality. You know what makes a miser out of me. Money, money, I'm begging to borrow someone else's tomorrow. The wolf is knocking out. Something to sell. I'd be your bellboy, boy, be your doughboy as well. And I'm a traitor, waiting for calls to betray. But ignorance is peace, so the blue pill if you please. Cause I'm a sad, sad boy with a big, big dream. In the eye of my world, of the big, weak scheme. I cast my pearls under this pig's feet. Again and again and again and again. Oh, I'm begging to borrow someone else's tomorrow. Knocking at my door today. The wolf is knocking at my door today. Oh, today. Ooh, today, 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 today. I need a payday.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Save me!
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was The Clockworks, and from the album Exit Strategy that came out last year. That track was Mayday, Mayday, which is a good one to play on the first day of May, I suppose. And the track you just heard was the Dolly Rotson Be My Layer, which is just us getting in on May the 4th, be with you before everyone else. It was a good excuse to play that track anyway. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you have a question for Reverend Sun, who'll be coming up at around 1:30, if you would like to recommend us a gig that is coming up that you are playing, promoting, or just going to, recommend us some music, ask some questions about the music we're playing, or any other reason that you want to get in touch, you can do so via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can find us on the X Twitter site at Phoenix FM. I'm on there and all the other socials as well at Nickfield Media. And there's a Curveballs Facebook page, which you can contact us through. It's facebook.com/curveballradio. And yeah, if there's any other ways that you can get in touch, then feel free to. We look forward to hearing from you. Next up, this is a band who played their biggest London gig at the weekend. It's Pet Needs. Need Sleep When I'm Dead here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of they, of course, have been spent pretty much all of April on a UK tour, and they played their biggest London gig at the Underworld on Thursday of last week. And yes, it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. They've got a few more live dates coming up soon, I think. So yes, it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. And this band that you're going to hear are on stage right now in Chelmsford. It's Magic Seas.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Lemon Co. Kids here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM and You Make Me. And the track you heard before that was a band who are live on stage, possibly even right now, at the Night Owl in Finsbury Park. It's Magic Season, a recent single from them entitled A Constellation. I'll be chatting to Reverend Sun very soon, but first up we've got this track. It's by Sonic Boom 6. It's from an album called City of Thieves, which has just celebrated its 15th anniversary. And, well, this one's been quite apt for the past week. It's called A Bright Cold Day in April.
Now that you're a number, of soul-scrounged tacticians and further elucidation of preventative countermeasures on the continued war on terror. So there is no reason for you to worry.
Sonic Boom 6 here on Curples on Phoenix FM, and a track that's been quite apt for the past few days, a bright, cold day in April. Coming up next here on Phoenix FM, I will be chatting to Reverend Sun. First up, we're going to hear one of their songs. It goes by the name of Ironmonger, and it's next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay, and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Rumble and bile,
Reverend Sun and Ironmonger here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Reverend Sun, or three of Reverend Sun, join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. Welcome to the station, back to the station, delete as appropriate. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Okay, I'm Ross. I'm the singer and the guitar player, I guess. That's me.
That's it. I'm Nick. I'm the new drummer. I've taken over from Ollie in the rhythm department.
I'm Ollie. I'm the old drummer. I'm now the bass player.
The old switcheroo.
Yep, the reshuffle.
Reshuffle, that's it. Deck.
Right. So some might call it a promotion, but I won't. Because he's bigger than me. Welcome back to Phoenix. You've got up your big flag with your logo and your mascot.
Hench Wizard once again, yeah.
Yes, indeed, with those perfect abs,
yeah,
which
the abs.
I am.
Everyone loves the abs.
Slightly more than a little jealous of.
If only we could get someone actually with abs like that to be the mascot.
Oh man! I mean, you know, give it. If I start working out in about 20 years, when this beard's a bit greyer, maybe I'll get to do it. But
we didn't realize he had knuckle dusters either.
Yeah. It's possibly me, but you have to have a long wait.
You need a bigger
before
beard
then.
As well.
Yeah.
And a dressing gown.
Yes, my mum has a purple dressing gown. She's going to allow me to borrow it, though.
The she have abs.
Yeah, it doesn't have... I'm not even commenting on that. It doesn't have a hood, though, sadly. Right. Reverend Sun, remind us where you hail from.
What were you, Southend? Essex?
I suppose so, yeah. I'm Basildon, formerly of Wickford.
Formerly of Wickford? Sound like Pride. he's Canvey, I guess.
Canvey, yeah. So
where's Danny Billericay?
Well, generally we are Southend.
Yeah. Go with Southend. That makes it easier. Nice and neat on that.
Righto. Well, Nick, I understand this is your first time on the radio. So tell us all about how you got into Reverend Sun. Let's get the on the spot bit out of the way quickly. Off you go.
Me and Ross go way back. We played in a few bands back in the day.
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. And obviously their bass player left, didn't they?
Yeah, Tom Slatt. Yeah. To sit back, yeah.
So, Ollie, he basically just dropped me a message saying, Ollie's going on to bass, do you want to come play drums? You knew I was looking for a band, anyway.
I've been courting you for a while.
Yeah,
though.
You've been romancing me.
I've been romancing him on the side, under the name of Ollie, you know.
Yeah, and obviously I know Ross, so I didn't have to think about it, really. I knew it was going to be music that I loved. And I really digged, so I was like, yeah, sign me up.
Didn't even give you an audition, did I?
No, that's it.
Arts and Crafts was your first audition.
yeah. Yeah, dressing up as a wizard.
He come over and we got him drawing a sign. That was his first audition. Yeah. Most of the old school days, you'd have gone in the room and played together. Him, right, get the old pen out and paper, that was it.
Put this mask on.
That was it.
Put his cape and his mask on. Go and stand outside.
Yes, we have a couple of example masks in the studio. It took me a little too longer than I'm comfortable with for me to realise that one of them is a cyclops.
Yeah.
And the other one kind of looks like a really, really, really old version of Ghostface.
I hand painted that. Before
that's
a gig,
pretty impressive,
yeah.
To be fair.
It was the night before one of the Chinnery's gigs, and I sprayed it, painted it silver because it's like bone coloured.
Warhammer paint.
That's it. Sprayed that on it, right? Inked it, then gave him some gold teeth and glued a beard to it. It's like most people night before a gig, you think they're prepping.
Yes. What brought the masks on?
Man, it's that thing of like I loved all the kind of like Megadeth and Iron Maiden, Halloween, all the bands had mascots. And even back when we were like in Dark Horse stuff, I would always imagine it wouldn't be cool if we had something on at the time.
A Dark Horse.
A Dark Horse, yeah, Big Horse, yeah. Yeah. Our old logo was like the Lloyds Bank.
Oh, right.
One of our friends had drawn a big dong on it. Yeah. So I'm sure if we continued with that, we'd have got like a cease and desist from the bank.
I can't imagine. Yeah, was it Bank or Ferrari? I can't remember.
I can't remember. It was terrible. We're going to be called Bayonet at one point. But no, just the masks and that sort of... I'll tell you what happened. I remember saying it to the guys in a chat. I've got this idea, blah, blah, blah. And we'd been working on the song Ironmonger. And one of the guys, Stewie, I know him, Stewie, he'd done the initial design. I don't think that had been done yet, or he just finished that. And I thought, okay, so I went on Amazon and bought a few things. And I remember at the time, the guys were like, really gave me a weird look. And I said, look, tell you what, I'll pay for it all. We'll try it out. Be fair, Stoz come out and nailed it, you know, because he, you know, from Forged, he knows how to do all the theatre stuff. And everyone loved it, right? On top of obviously throwing sharks and into people and almost, you know, taking lights out and stuff like that. But I think that's, to be fair, that's where it came from. Then we had a song called Cyclops and also the role, you know, that whole Ray Harryhausen thing. And I thought, well, that would be cool. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm not saying we're doing anything original, but at the end of the day, we're just, you know, we're four ugly dudes on stage singing about a load of rubbish, right? I'm not exactly going to, you know, Circled by Sharks isn't exactly going to change anyone's life. You know, like, oh, your 20 lyrics in that one song about Jaws really changed me, you know. So I thought, well, you put the, you know, you want people to have a show.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's
having a laugh.
Rather than us going up and being, you know, no offence to a lot of bands, every band goes on, has a picture of them, all arms crossed, right? It's a thing in metal. But it's so...
Poof rounds.
So, yeah, poof rounds with the seriousness. And I thought, I just want to have people, while we're playing and singing about wizards and monsters and all that, people's focus is more on that. And actually feeling like you walked away from a show as opposed to four guys went up, played for 35 minutes, which is no problem, by the way. We ripped through it. And also, from my point of view, when I started singing, which I'm no good singer, it took some of the edge off. People weren't looking at me. Right, so I wasn't then having to worry. I could be like, well, you know, the wizard comes on stage, and I think then the wizard and the cyclops start fighting each other. When we're, but bearing in mind, it only works if you've got a big enough stage. I think we played, was it the Fiddler's Elbow, Ollie? And it was this tiny little stage. And
having been to the Fiddler's Elbow, listeners, I can confirm it's very small.
It's tiny, and you're trying to get the wizard to come
out.
It's
about the size of a Fiddler's Elbow.
I'll tell you one little story. We played Rayleigh Mill last year, Battle of the Bands thing with Regicide, right? And it was part of our 3-4 day tour thing we were doing. It was like the second day of the mini tour we were doing. Next day we're up in Lincolnshire, and we played the night before, and then we played shit anyway. And our mate Quinny was the Cyclops fit. Problem is, they put you right in this back room, and it's soundproofed. So he's got the thing, right, come out on these things. And bless him, like, Danny just goes into autopilot, because it was our fault. We kept changing and doing that. So Quinny's out there, and it's like, right, come out. When Ironmonger starts, right, and he's got all this money to throw at people, right, and Danny just launches into Sabretooth. So he comes out, and he's on, like, Ollie's on the drums at the time, right, high up, right, and he's just not happy. So you've got this wizard coming out, right, to the wrong song, right, which is just, and when you haven't got the thing behind you, total confusion. So it doesn't always work out. And again, like Fiddler's Elbow, you have this tiny little stage, and then you have the wizard, like, standing almost on the side of the stage. It don't always cut the mustard sometimes, but the bigger stages, it really works, you know.
Excellent. Shall we play Sabretooth now, just to kind of give people an impression of that moment?
Yeah. We can relive that moment.
Yeah. Right. We shall chat about your very busy live schedule after this. Reverend Sun, Sabretooth, here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
I see my pride.
Reverend Sun and Sabretooth here on Curples on Phoenix FM. Three of Reverend Sun join me in the studio now. Where's the fourth one right now?
He's working, isn't he? Ollie, were you listening what he was doing last practice?
Yeah, he's at work.
He's at work, yeah. He's covering Clacton's where he is at the moment.
Righto.
That's where he is.
Righto. Well, a shout out to you, matey. Hopefully that me playing that track didn't bring back too many bad memories of the gig where it went wrong.
Come through the door, so he's all right. Still
yeah.
There.
Yep. All good. So we've played a couple of tracks to kind of tempt people to come to your live shows, and they have quite a good choice of live events from you, don't they?
Got tons at the moment.
Yes.
I'm going to let Ollie tell it. Because
we've got one coming this Sunday. We're kicking off May with an acoustic set. Parkstock 3, Park Tavern, Southend. The week after at the Ship in Averley. We're back on the radio with you, Nick.
Yes, yes you are.
Another big gig for later on this year. Camden,
yeah.
The Black Heart. Many more gigs booked throughout the year. I could recommend just go to our Instagram or Facebook at Reverend Sun and you'll see the rest of them there.
Looking out. That's where I go when I need to know about gigs.
Yeah, don't ask me anymore. Just
no,
go to the page.
I just go on our own thing. I don't know half the time.
Righto. And what, is this the first time you've played acoustic?
No, I've done it a few times, to be fair. To be fair, that I remember when we sort of talked about it, and again, I remember the band was like, I don't know. And the thing is, a lot of the time during COVID, I was writing some of the songs that people haven't heard on acoustic, and then we obviously, you know, shoving through the old meat grinder metal guitars, and it all sort of does whatever. But I grew up with a lot of, I'm actually seeing them in May, Steely Dan, it's like folk rock, you wouldn't think it. And I remember my dad always saying, well, if you can do it, if you think you can do it, let's do it. And I do get why some bands don't want to do it. It's really, it's like there's no hiding when you do it. But I'll tell you what, it's quite liberating to do a few acoustic gigs. I mean, look, from our point of view, we play them quite local from where I am. I'm not saying we're travelling around the country doing them, but it does also give some of those songs a different lease of life. And at the end of the day, Sharks has been played acoustically and electrically. And so if I can get another 30 people on a Thursday night, because there's quite a lot of people at those nights sometimes, to hear it, and they love to hear the story all about my granddad and stuff, then I think it's a win. Now, but I do understand, I remember, I think I went to Regicide once, I was drinking with him, like Niall, and I went drunkenly, I was like, I think you, and they're like, proper thrash. And I was like, I think you should do it. And he was like, nah, I just don't think he's going to cut it. And I do get some bands, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But then growing up on a lot of 70s rock, even 80s stuff with their ballads, and then you go into the 90s where they would do those MTV Live Unplugged.
Unplugged, yeah, man.
That
yeah.
had a massive effect on me. But so
I really dig the Nirvana Unplugged. And
the Alice in Chains ones.
Yeah, and Alice in Chains,
and
yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch them, and you watch it, and they're really, they've got no safety net. Like, yeah. You know, when you're watching that, I mean, when you're up there with all the bells and whistles behind you and amps,
yeah,
you've got that safety system, you know, and you've got all the pedals and all this stuff. It's just you.
It's a lot more. It looks like a lot more of a personal show.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When you look
definitely,
at those,
yeah.
When you watch those shows back now, anyway.
And I tell you what, once you can play them acoustic, play them electric's easy. So yeah, we've played a few before, and they've actually got us a few gigs that maybe wouldn't have let us in, you know.
Excellent. Well, that shall be that will be a most interesting watch for I think for people who are used to you only sounding a lot louder.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Righto. Let's go into your first musical selection of the evening, and it's a bit of Blackwater Kings with White Elephant. So tell us about this lot.
I know Mike. I think I spoke to him. He was actually going to be here tonight, but he's working late. So I bought a guitar off him. I was hanging out with him. He's mates with Dirty Donations as well. This is where it gets all very ancestral. He actually filled in for them for a couple of gigs. And they're actually called Blackwater Kings because of the Blackwater up by Malden stuff. That's what they call it. But they're like proper kind of like stonery kind of music. I quite dig it, to be fair. And he's got like a shack out in the back of his house. And when I met him, I didn't know I was going to be then competing with him. We met with the Masses, weirdly enough. It was just one of those coincidences. I kind of really dig their music. Sort of, he's kind of like your age, Nick, as well. So he's kind of around the time all the music you grew up with. And he's got like all these racks of guitars and amps, like anywhere from new stuff to old stuff. And we were sitting there just riffing, and he was showing me all these like old school riffs and stuff. So I thought I'd give him a play, you know.
Let's do just that. Blackwater Kings here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and White Elephant as chosen by my guest tonight, Reverend Sun. So the last time that you guys were on, you were talking about the Metal to the Masses event that that you were playing at Coda in Colchester, which is now a couple of weeks ago. And, well, you did rather well, didn't you?
We got through. We made it to the, is it the semi-final?
Semi-final.
So we did it. We got through. It was a little bit hairy because my mate Dave, who was in a, I was in a band called Clean Pearl, to be fair, he jumped in on bass, right? And he came over mine one Sunday, right? This is the week before the gig, and one Wednesday, bear in mind we were drinking. So no rehearsal, just sat there, learnt our songs, and like, you know, and there's him in the toilet listening to us, right? Anyway, so we go on, right? And to be fair, he smashed it. He's like a good musician in his own right. But he's been on, I think we've been on the radio with him before anyway.
Possibly, yeah.
So, years ago. And so that was good, but then halfway through the first song, my pedal board had just died.
Yikes.
But because I'm half deaf in my left ear, I couldn't do it. Be fair, Danny, like, no one noticed. Everyone was just like, oh, wow, this is really good. So kudos to Danny, the other guitar player. Like, he's that good that even I was like, hang on, I'm sounding great. And I realised it's not me. Be fair, no problem. Just whipped the old cable out, went straight into my Victory, which is like quite high quality amp. So it's just now me, guitar, cable. So, yeah, guitar, cable, and amp. No pedals. And I did the rest of the gig, and we smashed it, to be fair. No, we had a good time. But and the drum kit, I think, was there was a bit of a problem, so that was kicking forward. But even with all that, that's the difference, and I've said this before in other interviews and with people, that's the difference between being a hobby band and a professional band, like a passionate band like us, where I've played enough gigs where that doesn't bother me. Some people can
crack on,
even the judges said, like, that's they're judging you on what you do in that 30 minutes.
Yeah, they
for me,
be.
Didn't miss a bit. I'm not bigging myself up or anything, and just plug straight in. I did it at the ship when we did the last time we did the ship. I'd forgotten my power supply for my pedals, probably because I was knackered. We did like we'd just come back the day before from Southampton or whatever, and I just plugged again straight into my amp. And that, by the way, I'm quite old school, so it doesn't bother me. I can understand how other musicians so. We got through, believe me, but it was a little bit thinking, oh my God, you know. But because we didn't miss a beat and just cracked on, that's what they're expecting. They want to see professionalism. Mm. So we got through, it was tough, but I did think at one point, I thought, oh God, you know, I've really messed it up for everyone, you know. So, but no, it was good to be fair. And I got to hang out with a few people who I don't come over this side of the water much. So it's good to see some of the people there. There's one of the guys from, I can't remember his name, but he's from Ghost of Atlantis, who have got a song out at the moment in one of the films on Amazon. I didn't believe that. He's such a nice guy. And then you realise, oh, right, he's actually doing quite well in his band. You know, like, he's so, you never know it meeting him, but no, everyone was quite nice. Sound guy was really nice. Ian's brilliant. Who was that band that also got through? Iron Man. We're playing with them, aren't we?
Iron Man.
Yeah. We're playing with them.
Got to say, hats off to Dirty Donations, though, because after their set, I was a little bit scared.
Yeah, no, we were. We were like that. Squeaky bum time. Yeah, it really kicked ass. Yeah. So, be fair to them. But I think we're playing now with Iron in, oh God, in September now. So, again, it's that thing of like what we were saying last time on Metal to the Masses. You get to meet people, you don't always get to hang out like Donation Day, you just get to hang out with them.
Get you another gig.
Get you another gig. We took Trinon Keith with us, and he's gone, oh, do you know what? I loved the other band, and he's given them a gig later down the line. So, that's what it's, I said it when I came last time, that's what it's more about, is the networking.
Definitely.
And the contest is just on the side, you know. Mm. For me, it's more a chance to, oh, we can get meet them and you get to hang out with them. And, you know, again, a lot of the time, some of the people we get to see, we only get to see them when we're playing together.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Right? So it's nice to have that. And again, you get to learn little tricks of the trade. And musicians love talking about the gear they've got, which is the best thing. Put a bunch of guitar players together and they're all, right, look at this. They unzip in the cables. Cases opening and everything, you know. So, no, it was really good to be fair. Really enjoyed it.
Excellent.
The next one as well.
Good stuff. When is the next one?
17th of May, isn't it?
17th of May, again at Coda Colchester.
Yeah, it's Friday, isn't it? So, yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, it's Friday night. So.
Right. 16 days' time, listeners. So, do we know who else is going to be on the bill for that one, or are they still having heats for it?
No, it's Fallen Relic. Can't remember the other two off the top of my head. I'm so sorry, I haven't got the thing in front of me.
We've got Fallen Relic, Dude Smell. I'm going to mispronounce this, I do apologise. Dragheim.
Drogheim.
We've got a track from them coming up next.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine, so I've played with him. And I believe the singer of that is the bass player in Regicide. And I played with them when I was doing a stint for Forged. It was a really messy night. I might have told the story before, but everyone got wasted. And he went up there and he had this big like axe and everything. And I just kept shouting really loudly, more axe and everything, or hammer. Right. So in the end, he just kept it out. It was easy. But that was a messy night. So I had met him before, actually. They're a nice bunch of guys, actually, to be fair.
Excellent. Good stuff. We are going to hear a track from Drogheim that may not... Apologies if I'm mispronouncing that, because I probably am. And, well, given that you're going to be on the same bill for this gig, are you going to be taking notes throughout this song?
Oh, I hope so. More hammer and axes, I guess.
Excellent. Here is the track. You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, joined in the studio by Reverend Sun, and that was another musical choice from them. It's a band who appear to be called Drogheim. For the record, I did get the spelling for this. It's Drogheim. So yeah, if you want to look them up, that's how to spell their name. And yes, they are one of the bands that you're going to be performing alongside. A coder in Colchester.
Yeah, I think they're going to kick our ass.
I know, but you've got masks, so...
well, yeah, he's got axes, though. That's it.
Well,
Well, we got masks and money.
Ah, yes, that's a promotional item of theirs. So yes, do you plan to still like throw money at people at the beginning of your set?
Yeah, that's usually the case. It's funny when you see a bunch of people start throwing it down their pants and everything.
Before they realise it's not actually legal tender.
Money, yeah. You can't buy beer with it.
So. Yeah, yeah. Don't try doing that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it looks a lot like a US dollar, so don't try taking it to the Bureau de Change either.
Or you can't take it when you go to your dad in America.
No, they won't like that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Trouble for that.
Yeah. TSA will be all over me.
Oh, mate, go and try and buy a pair of jeans in Walmart.
Yeah,
looked off.
Ooh, that's a painful thought. Right. Well, we are going to hear kind of one more song of yours. But are there plans for new Reverence on material soon?